Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of July 20th, 2009. Profiles Theater has announced their 2009-2010 season. Profiles, which is one of Chicago's longest-running ensemble theaters, is presenting its 21st season of new and challenging works, beginning with an extended run of the hit production of Graceland by Ellen Ferry. The production will now be running through September 13th. The season also includes the Midwest premiere of the brutal reality play The Mercy Seat by Neil LaBute. That show can be seen starting on October 1st. Also, the Midwest premiere of Body Awareness by Annie Baker. This is marking only the second production of this acclaimed new play since its world premiere at the Atlantic Theater Company this past season. Body Awareness by Annie Baker can be seen starting next year on April 29th. And also in the season is the Tracy Letts modern classic, Killer Joe. This one will be directed by Steppenwolf Ensemble member Rick Snyder and can be seen starting on January 14th of 2010. Profiles has also renovated its theater space for the 21st season by installing two new spacious restrooms. The theater seats have also been improved, and other technical upgrades should improve the sets as well. This has all been made possible by a generous grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. And for more information on Profiles' 21st season, click on over to theaterinchicago.com. Benno Nelson brings us another article in the full Storefrontal series. This one focuses on one of Chicago's best new theater companies, Route 66 Theater Company. It's an article with artistic director Steph Tovar about the upcoming musical, High Fidelity. And it's going to be a good one. Be sure to check it out on Theater in Chicago News. The hit musical The Color Purple, which will be coming back to Chicago at the Ari Crown Theater starting on September 2nd, will be here only 1 week instead of two. The decision is said to be for star former American Idol Fantasia to have the opportunity to play a week near her hometown in Greensboro, North Carolina. If you had a ticket for the second week of the run, that was the week starting on the 8th, you can get in touch with the box office to receive either an earlier night of the production or a full refund of the price. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.